It's already sunny outside, but now here in the studio, we've got our disco ball and we've got our shining light. And that is Miss Katie from over at Oakleaf Village, who joins us now for the positive points on aging. And it is always good to see you, my friend. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, guys.
How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Oh, we're great. Doing great. Doing great.
Good.
So today on the positive points on aging, This is a feature we do every Tuesday morning from 8:35 until 9 o'clock. If you're new to the program, we talk with our friends over at Oakleaf Village. Never, ever, ever, ever do we sit here and do an infomercial on Oakleaf. It's just they are very kind and generous to share their talent of Katie with us every week and Karen with us every week. And also they're just very kind to sponsor what we try to do around here, which is to look at things that impact our seniors, look at things that impact our older family members, and how we can maybe give you some tips on preventing some bad things, being proactive instead of reactive, different things like that every week. Well, this week, pretty important, pretty essential, actually, where you want to check for things when it comes to the fall prevention checklist. At home falls.
Oh, yes. Those
yes,
are nice.
Yes. I wasn't sure when you first sent it if you meant fall checklist as in like seasonal.
Well, I thought it was kind of like a pun.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also making sure nobody in the house falls over things that we can avoid.
Yeah.
Because you know what? The reality is we are more prone to falls as we get older.
Yep.
And the last thing we need to do is make it where the statistics are not in our favor. We need to do things to make the home safer, not add crises and not add potential for disaster. Because truth of the matter is, and all kidding aside, it is you get to a certain point, and when you take a fall, you're statistically, you know, with a broken hip and things like that, the chance of coming back from stuff like that gets more and more difficult as we age.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about keeping the home safe.
So the first thing I would say is truly do take a checklist and start looking at things at your loved one's house. The first thing you're going to do is usually take the first step into the house. Make sure that first step is a safe step.
Not a doozy.
Yes, it's cute to have the fall plants and things on the stairway, but make sure that that person can get to a handrail. So maybe just the flowers and the pretty pots on the one side and then the handrail on the other.
Right.
Making sure that those steps are even. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I can trip on stairs going up easily.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You don't want to make the odds bad. You want to improve the odds, not make them worse.
Correct. Fix the loose boards or rotted boards. I have found that we have a board or two on our back porch that we're going to have to replace.
Mm-hmm.
We're fixing our deck on the front. So
sure.
We're all in the woodworking business
right now
at my house. So that's a big thing, is making sure that's there, making sure that the handrails on the steps going in and out, make sure they match the distance of the steps. That makes a big deal. Making sure that those handrails are attached appropriately. You don't want to grab a loose handrail and bust your tail feather. That'd be fun.
No, we don't need that.
That definitely wouldn't be any fun.
Yeah.
Light switches, making sure that if you're inside the home and you got a stairway, that you have light switches at the top of the stairs as well as the bottom of the stairs. If they don't have it, I would definitely go ahead and look into having someone come in and install that for you.
It's not as hard as you think, actually, to do that. If you've already got them at one end of the steps, it's actually not as difficult as you think to run them to the other end and have a switch at both ends.
Right.
Newer homes, a lot of homes are being built that way.
They are.
Purposely with lights at the top and the bottom of the steps.
Right.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I'm going downstairs, I'm turning on the light.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to have to come back upstairs to turn it off, and then it defeats the purpose.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I get that. And that's most homes have that, but if they don't, that might be something to think about. For you know, I almost hesitate to say it this way, Katie, but I'm gonna.
Uh-oh.
Because I think it's – I mean this in no way to sound condescending or talking down about our seniors. We often talk about, when we talk about our babies, about baby-proofing a house.
It's the same thing.
It really is. And I don't mean that disrespectfully,
no.
Of course.
Mm-mm.
But we are trying to, I don't want to say, you don't want to use the term baby-proofing. You just, fall-proofing, injury-proofing the house with our seniors.
Can we call it elderly-proofing?
Well, whatever it is that you need to get the point across, we're just trying to increase your odds Right. Same thing you would do with you have a, if you have a baby. Mm-hmm. Why do we do those things? Because you just want to take away even the possibility.
Right.
That's why you put those little things in the plugs, mm-hmm. So your kid, your children can't stick their fingers or a toy into mm-hmm. the outlets, things like that. I'm not saying you need to worry about that with a senior,
right.
but there are things we can do to elderly-proof
right.
the home.
Right. Stairways. Mm-hmm. My parents' house has carpeted stairs.
Mm-hmm.
How safe does that sound?
Potentially not
yeah.
so much.
So that's one thing that I know that my parents need to work on is yeah. taking the carpet off because it's also not tucked in tight.
Yeah.
It's got some loose spots.
That's even worse.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I was little, we'd go down the stairs on a,
well,
know, a blanket really
little.
Fast.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know,
wear and tear.
It was fun. Then.
Sure.
So we tore it up. So
no, but again, you know, that's like putting a bullseye mm-hmm. on and saying, come and get me.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You don't need to go there.
Yeah. And, you know, on campers that they have steps going in and out of a camper, they have, I call it sandpaper. They have the little grip tape. That is really good for folks that have, oh, well, I have a ramp. Well, that's wonderful, but that ramp gets wet. It gets slick. So that's also something you can put down that helps with the grippage, I guess
mm-hmm.
is the right word
sure.
to use. So that would be good for stairs, for the ramps, handrails, making sure that they're up, like I said, making sure you have enough handrails.
Right.
And then
tightened, by the way,
tightened.
That's something I wanted to make sure when you mentioned the handrails, sometimes they get loose. I mean, mm-hmm. everything that's tightened in can
yeah.
loosen up.
Absolutely.
And so please make sure that, because if somebody is about to slip, the last
yep.
thing they're going to do, they're going to grab that handrail. That's going to be their last hope
absolutely.
Of not falling.
Absolutely.
And if they grab that handrail, you got to make sure it's in the wall mm-hmm. firmly, because if it gives, then it defeats the purpose of having a handrail.
Right. And handrails aren't hard to install either.
No.
Not really.
No.
I mean, angles are aggravating, but you can usually figure that out.
If you can't do it, somebody can.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, think about that. Well, how much are we talking about here? I don't know. How much are you talking about if your mom falls
right.
down a flight of steps because
right.
she had nothing to grab when she slipped?
And that's a $1,000 ambulance, right?
I'm not even talking about the dollars. I'm talking about just life.
Life.
I mean, you know, it could literally be the end of her life.
Absolutely.
Is that not worth putting in a handrail?
Exactly.
Come on. The reality here is they're getting older,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you've got to do as the son or the daughter or the niece or the nephew or whatever. You've got to do whatever it takes to, if they're going to stay in their home,
mm-hmm.
give them their best chance at being safe in their home.
Absolutely.
You love them. You owe it to them. That's what you need to be doing.
Right. Floors. Once
yes.
you get into the house.
Yes.
Oh, floors. Making sure that their furniture is out of the way, that they have an easy pathway. Now, I'm not saying go in and rearrange the entire house the way you want it.
Mm-hmm.
Make it just safe for them.
Right.
You know, my parents' house is a very open space, so they have a very good open floor concept, so that works well in their house. My house is pretty much the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when you had children, we had toys.
Sure.
Some of our elderly folks do have pets, so
mm-hmm.
making sure that the pets' toys.
Oh, yeah. And I thought we would save the pets issue until our second half of this segment because,
right.
to me, the pets are the wild card.
They are.
Because you can control only so much.
Mm-hmm.
And when a pet, you're getting up to go to the restroom or you're
yeah.
getting up to go to the kitchen and
mm-hmm.
it's kind of dark at night
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden, you know, the feline or the canine decides,
mm-hmm.
what's mom doing?
Yeah.
I'm gonna follow mom.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know,
tangled
it's you're half
chain.
Asleep in the dark and it's pretty dark in the house. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more about the pets and some things you can do about that also.
Yep.
Because, again, the goal here is to keep you upright.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the simple goal is
right.
we want to keep mom and dad or whomever upright and not on the floor, because I have heard horror stories, Katie,
mm-hmm.
of someone falling and being down for not just hours, days.
Days.
Because they couldn't get to a phone. They didn't have one of the life alerts or something like that.
Right.
And if they're living alone and,
yeah.
and they fall and there's, I mean, it's only going to be by accident
right.
that you find them.
Absolutely.
So unless
Agreed.
You go in and check on them every day or every couple days.
Right.
That's just tragedy waiting to happen. So hold tight with us. We're going to go ahead and get you caught up on the Fox Business Report. And then we continue with our positive points on aging. We've got Katie Greiner here with us from Oakleaf Village on a Tuesday morning. Thank you for listening in. Much more to come.
Mornings with Kev. in the Bart Fireside Studio. It's Kevin Cohen.
I was asking Katie if she was a headbanger. A little bit of everything?
We listen to a little bit of everything.
Yeah?
A little bit of everything.
A little Metallica, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Just checking, just making sure.
Just a little bit.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. I don't think Karen's a headbanger.
No.
No?
I don't think so.
I'm not sure what she listens to. Do you know what kind of music she likes to dance to?
I think she'll listen to anything as long as a person can sing.
Sing. Yeah, she does like a good vocalist.
Yeah, so I think.
Yeah, she was telling me that you guys have had some people come out to Oakleaf and they're trying to entertain and they just can't sing. And she's like, no.
No, don't bring them back.
They're not coming
back.
They
don't need to be here.
Thank you for trying, but next.
Exactly.
Next. I hear you. All right, we are doing the positive points on aging, 8:51, almost 8:52, and we've got Katie with us for a few more minutes. And our topic today is how we're trying to prevent falls and things like that. And we were just talking about pets.
Yes.
And I want to get back to that for a moment, and I want to ask you a little bit about some of the things that we might be suggesting when it comes to pets.
Yeah. The pets, of course, you're going to have toys, and you're going to have these cute little beds for them to sleep in. And that's also one of the issues is the toys. They don't pick up their toys and put them back.
Do you believe that?
You know,
how rude.
Unless you have them trained. Now,
come on.
I've never seen it, to be honest, ever. So that's one thing to make sure that when you're going to your loved one's house, to make sure if they do have a pet, if that pet is having all the toys thrown everywhere, that might be an issue. So you might want to consider, not saying get rid of the dog, but may consider maybe reducing the amount of toys that they have.
Mm-hmm.
The kind that they have, if you do step on it, maybe it just squeaks and it doesn't slide underneath your foot like a banana peel.
Right.
The beds, making sure that they are tucked, I would say not in a corner, but tucked against a wall maybe or against a nightstand or something like that, so the pet is not underneath the person's feet.
And I want to go one more step on the pets because if you are going to have a pet, dog or cat, I'm talking about mostly, get a collar that has a little bell on it.
Yes.
Because if you are getting up late night, middle of the night, whatever it is, to go to the restroom, and let's face it, especially the guys, they get up a lot during the middle of the night to go to the restroom.
Absolutely.
And you just never know when, you know, Fluffy the cat or Rover the dog is going to decide to follow you or intercept you. If you hear a bell coming at you, you at least know, okay, warning sign, here comes the kitty cat.
Right.
If you don't hear a bell and it's middle of the night, you are basically setting yourself up for a fall. All the preparation in the world in terms of putting things away and having a clear path, you can't prepare for a cat intercepting because cats are evil at times. They have their own minds.
Yeah, they're sneaky.
And they are sneaky. And sometimes they're like, I'm going to trip this old dude. I'm going to see what happens if I trip him because I asked him for that seventh treat last night
and
he wouldn't
give
it to me.
Right.
He only gave me six treats, so he's going down.
Right.
So this way you put a bell on Fluffy, and at least Grandpa or Daddy knows that there's a bell coming. Uh-oh, here comes Fluffy.
Right.
Brace yourself.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a simple thing to add to a collar.
Yes.
Just putting it out there.
I agree with you.
And most of the time when they're running around the house, it'll become background noise.
Yeah.
But this way you do know that if you're walking through the dark and you hear that bell coming at you, here comes Fluffy. So just something to think about, something to put in the back of your mind for the kitty cat or the dog is just make them announce themselves when they're coming.
Smart.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Yeah.
Throw rugs.
Yes.
Ooh.
They look nice, but
they're so pretty.
They will throw you.
They will throw you for a loop. So I definitely would recommend either removing the rugs or you could use that double-sided tape or that non-slip backing.
Very easy to do that.
Easy to do.
Keep
easy
your
to
throw
buy.
Rugs if you want.
Yeah.
And if you put the right thing on the bottom of them, they won't slide.
Right.
Yeah, it's very, very smart.
And that's
a good idea.
Yeah, rugs for everywhere. Rugs for in the bathroom the same way. You just think about the bathroom floor. Gets wet with a shower sometimes.
They're
just hand dripping until they get to their towel to dry off. Things like that. So making sure that those rugs are the same way.
Sure enough.
That makes a big difference.
Huge.
In the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Something to think about that I don't know if we always think about is keeping things that they use often on the lower parts of the shelves. I don't want anybody climbing a ladder.
Step stools, any of those.
Step stools are scary.
No, we don't need gravity to be our enemy.
But I know, like, my mom uses a step stool, but she's got the step stool when she gets to the top, she still has a handlebar up there so she can be hanging on.
Okay,
because
well,
she
helps.
Still works on her mantle.
Sure,
she
sure.
wants her mantle to be beautiful. Right,
right
now, it is full of October goodies
right.
and pumpkins and fall
right.
colors. So she
uh-huh.
does use the stepladder appropriately, and she makes sure someone's usually home when she does it. I say usually. So she does,
yeah.
and she's getting better about it because she remembered having, you know, those conversations with her own mom. So
right.
she's trying to be more conscious
sure.
of the things that she
sure.
does.
Sure.
So the step stools are scary at times. Just make sure that you're not using an actual chair. Those don't work well.
And chairs with wheels.
Chairs with wheels will be
come on,
worst.
People. Come on now. You don't really think that's a good idea. No.
Exactly.
And please... don't use a broomstick to reach for something at the top of the
mm-hmm.
shelf.
There's reachers. They have these things.
They do
reachers.
Have those.
Those are pretty cool.
Or
and
just move things to a lower shelf
move
if you think that there's
shelf.
Something you're going
to
need.
Yeah.
Or if it's something seasonal that you put away
mm-hmm.
for 10 months out of the year
mm-hmm.
and you know you need to get something down, that's fine.
Right.
Wait till your son or your daughter or your next door neighbor is out in the yard and your next door neighbor is much younger. And hey, Johnny,
yeah.
can you come on over here for 1 second and help me get something off the shelf?
Right.
That there's no greater pleasure for a young neighbor to help
oh, yeah.
someone who's elderly, Mrs. So-and-so up the street.
Right.
That's a blessing.
Absolutely.
You stop whatever you're doing and saying, of course I will.
Right.
And you feel great about yourself for the rest of the day. Of course you want to help.
Absolutely.
Let the neighbor who's young and it's not a big deal, let him get up on the step stool, go to the top shelf to get down your Christmas decorations.
Absolutely. But having things lower and making it handy,
yes.
that just kind of makes sense.
Please.
Absolutely.
Everything we're talking about, Katie, other than maybe the dogs and the cats, because that's the wild card.
Yeah, that's
but everything wild. Else is very avoidable.
It is.
Here, these are things we can be preventative
mm-hmm.
instead of having to deal with after.
Right.
Because after is going to be a lot harder than before.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm trying to say. That's why you hear this in my voice. Of I just don't want to hear a story of mom fell.
Right.
She's in the hospital with a broken hip. It's touch and go right now.
Right.
Well, why did she fall? Did she just fall?
Right.
No, unfortunately, she was trying to fill in the blank.
Right.
And there you go. We don't need to get to the fill in the blanks.
Right. Absolutely. Another easy purchase to get is things like night lights.
Good.
You know, night lights do help you be able to see the floor. Hopefully, you don't have anything in the floor. But
right.
if you do have something on the floor.
And they're sensors.
They're sensors.
They're not going to be lit all the time. They're
correct.
Not going to run your electric bill up.
Nope.
They're not going to bother you, keep you awake at night.
Correct.
Just when you get up to go to the restroom or whatever
yeah.
it is, or to go to the kitchen, they light,
yep.
they light your path.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Oh, do they ever.
So, night lights.
For all of us.
For all of us. I
yeah.
use them.
Yeah, I do too.
I have to.
Yeah.
I don't want to turn the whole overhead light on.
No,
it
no. That's
me
just
up
smart.
Just,
very smart.
Yeah. So another thing is making sure that they have light bulbs in their fixtures.
Yeah.
Make sure they're not burnt out.
Right.
We have the hardest time at my house buying light bulbs that we adore and that we actually like. We bought the daylight light bulbs the other day.
Really?
And we can't take it. It's just too much.
Okay.
So making sure that they have
mm-hmm.
light bulbs placed in their stuff.
Good.
They don't want to be climbing ladders to get to those. We have to climb on top of our beds to get ours. So, yes.
Exactly.
Light bulbs.
All good tips.
Yes.
If somebody wants to talk to you more or get a list of these tips, how do they find you?
They can call us at Oakleaf. Well, they can call us at 803-808-3477, or they can reach us at oakleafvillagelexington.com.
Awesome. Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on in. We'll see you guys next week.
Sounds
we
good.
Got Erica and we got Mary Gervais coming up in just a moment. Stick around. More to come on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.